As we conclude our series of shiurim on the halacha mivazbez al yivazbez yosim chaimish, at the end of the previous shiur we mentioned a number of situations where a person could spend more than 20% on tzedakah, and we will give some more examples that the paiskim give. The paiskim say that if the person who is giving the 20% is a very wealthy person. If the person is a very wealthy person, then he could spend more than 20%. The Chachmas Adam says this in Klal Kuf Mem Dalad Sif Yud. And again, the raya that they want to use is the raya that we spoke about in our previous shiur, is that we find later in our Masechta that Kalba Savua gave away half of his fortune to Rabbi Kiva. Another situation is that when a person is passing away, the halacha is he could give as much as he wants for tzedakah. Actually, this is a halacha that's quoted in a halacha that we spoke about at the beginning of the series of shiurim. It's in Simen Reish Mem Tes. In Simen Reish Mem Tes Sif Aleph, the Ramah that we mentioned, we spoke about this Ramah extensively, continues saying, and we'll read the words of the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'dafka koy mechayof." This halacha of 20% is as long as you are alive. Abushas moisoy. When a person is about to leave the world, he's very sick, he's going to leave the world. Yochel adam litein tzedakah kamashiyot. He can give as much as he wants. However, there are many paiskim that suggest that he should only give up to 50% away for tzedakah, but not more than that, because he should also fulfill Hilchus Yerusha and leave over some money for his children for Yerusha. The other example is a case that we discussed in the previous year, is when there's a pressing need for aniyim that are right here. The halacha is that a person could give more than 20%. Davis Chesed in Perichof Sif Gimel says if somebody has a job and he earns a certain amount every week, you know, he's not a businessman that his earnings depend on being successful in certain deals. He's a person that every week makes a certain salary and he knows how much he needs to live from that salary, he could use the remainder above what he earns to give the entire remainder for tzedakah. Another case that the Avos Chesed speaks about, that if it's a person who lives a very extravagant lifestyle, so since he's living an extravagant lifestyle anyway, so if he's not going to spend the money on tzedakah, he's going to spend the money to support this luxurious lifestyle, he could give the money for tzedakah. I also saw that the paiskim say that if children are supporting parents, so the halacha is that one can use ma'asik sofim funds to support his parents, but he could spend more than a chaimish. The Chassam Sofer paskens this way in Shalosh Tshuvos Chassam Sofer, Yoredeya, Simen Reish Chof Tes. I also saw from the Shalosh Tshuvos Pnei Maven, Yoredeya, Simen Shin Yudalid, that if somebody, for example, won a lottery, so it was money that he wasn't expecting, and that money he all of a sudden, Baruch Shem, wants to spend, all of a sudden earns something that was totally unexpected, says the Pnei Maven, from that you're allowed to spend more than 20%. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Aloiches Shloim and Hilchas Tefila says that if a person one usually follows the halacha that we've been discussing, and he only gives away 20% of tzedakah, but something comes up, and for whatever reason, now he wants to spend more on tzedakah, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that even though normally, since it's not a common occurrence, he's only doing this here on a unusual, not on a common, regular circumstance, we could be more lenient and allow him to spend more than 20% on tzedakah. I saw from Reb David from Dinov, a son of the Bnei Yisachar, who says that in the time of the Rambam, there was an individual who was a tremendous Baal Maifas. And this man was saying about himself that he is Mashiach. And many Jews started to gather around this person, indeed believing that he was Mashiach. So the Rambam wanted to determine if he was or wasn't Mashiach. And they indeed spent time with this individual. And he saw he was a great person. But he saw that he spends more than 20% on tzedakah. So they asked him, how are you spending more than 20% on tzedakah? We're learning in Al Gemara. I'm a Vazbis, Al Yvazbis Yoyis Mechaymish. So he answered, yes, but we know that the Pasuk says, and we discussed this in our previous shiur, V'chato'echa b'tzedakah proik, that if a person does Averis and he's giving tzedakah for pidyon for his Averis, for kapara for his Averis, he could spend more than 20%. So the Rambam said to him, if the person has Averis, how could he be Mashiach? The Pasuk says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Marbet tzedakah, marbet shalom. What does that mean? So I saw from Rav Avadya Yosef that we learned that if a person spending money for Lomdei Torah, there is no 20% limit. So we know that Talmidei Chachamim are marbim shalom ba'olam. Says the Tanya in Pirkei Avos, marbet tzedakah. A person is giving more than 20% for tzedakah. But the question is, how could he give more than 20%? Says the Perek, because he's Mar B'Sholem. Says the Tanya in Pirkei Avos, he's giving it to people who are Mar B'Sholem, to Talmidei Chachamim. And when you're giving more than, when you're giving for Talmidei Chachamim, you're allowed to give more than 20%. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein said over a very interesting story. He said that somebody once approached him and said that Baruch Hashem, I'm a comfortable person and I've always been careful to give 20% for tzedakah and the rest I kept for myself. He says, I want to reverse it. I want to now start giving 80% of my income to tzedakah and 20% for my own needs. So Rav Zilberstein said that his first reaction was Al Gemara. Al Gemara says, "V'usha eskinu hamavazbis ayivazbis yosh mechaimish," that you shouldn't give more than 20%. And that was what he told this individual. This individual, a tremendous individual, was not satisfied with that answer. So he said, Sir Zilberstein said, I'm going to Yerushalayim, I'm going to meet Rav Shlomo Zalman or Berachas Hatzal, I'm going to ask him what to do. I asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he said the person could do it. Then he said, from meeting Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he went to his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev Zatzal. Rav Yoshev was used to give a shir every night, and that night he was learning Masechta Soita Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Paska Anshe Amona, that Mishacharva Yerushalayim, Paska Anshe Amona. And the Gemara explains, Hu Anshe Amona, Eilu B'nei Adam Shememina B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Very difficult Gemara. Nobody believes in Hashem anymore. So Rashi, it says, that what does that mean? People who are levatim emoinim, people who give up from their money, lenoi hider mitzvah utzdaka, shabbos yom tovim. There are people who are ready to spend the money for dvar mitzvah and for tzedakah as they're supposed to. So Rebbe Yashiv, says Rebbe Zilberstein, asked the obvious question. Our Gemara says you're supposed to spend 20% for tzedakah. So he says, is it true to believe that there are no more people that give 20% of their income to tzedakah? That the Gemara says Paska and Shimona. So he says that what the Gemara means is not the people who spend 20%. Anshe Amona are people who have such tremendous Amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they prepared and feel comfortable in spending more than 20% for tzedakah. And such people are allowed to spend more. And that's what the Gemara means, Paska Anshe Amona. And Rabbi Yashiv went on to explain what is the definition of Anshe Amona. And what, so he says, just like every king has certain advisors who are who he has complete confidence in them, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is who are the Anshe Amona of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Anshe Amona of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Rabbi Yashiv, are people who are willing to give away almost all of their money for tzedakah, for dvivrei mitzvah, and rely completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because they can, just like the close advisors of a king, completely rely on the king. They know that their relationship is a relationship that puts them in a place that they don't need to worry. So too, the Anshe Amona that are prepared to give all of their money away for tzedakah. Why are they prepared to give away all their money for tzedakah? Because they live with the Amuna, Anshe Amona. They live with the Amunah that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us no matter what. The answer to this person's question was given in Rabbi Yashiv Shir without Rabbi Yashiv ever hearing the Shaila. And Rav Zilberstein came back to this person and said, I was wrong. Rav Shlomo Zalman says if that's what you want to do, you could do. And Rabbi Yashiv says if that's what you want, you could do. We should always be zaycha to be from the Anshe Amona that we give tzedakah with the Amunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us.